We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Chosh Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Koyach V'Harshah, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Yud Gimel. This halacha, as we said, is based on chapter 59 in Likutei Moran, where one of the main focuses is on the topic of Mishpat. Mishpat means accountability. A person auditing themselves on a regular basis, checking themselves to see how they're doing, how they're really doing, and holding themselves accountable to themselves before Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal now is discussing the topic of Pesach, the Seder night. He's going to discuss the four cups of wine at the Seder, and also talk about weekdays versus Shabbos. V'zeh b'chinas arba koisos shel yayin, keneged arba l'shoinos shel gula, k'moshom Rabbi Seinu Zal. Based on what we're learning here, we'll be able to understand a new insight to the four cups of wine that we drink at the Seder, which the Gemara tells us correspond to the four terms that are used in the Torah regarding Hashem taking the Jews out of Golus, out of exile. V'hoitzesi, v'hitzalti, v'goalti, v'lokachti. Ki ikar ha-geula al yedei b'chinas mishpotanal. Because the main redemption of the Jewish nation and of each individual Jew is through Mishpat. Because when we perform the proper Mishpat, this activates a fire of Mishpat. V'soyrei fo mechale es hora shesviv hanefoshois shem b'chinas heich lakodesh. And that fire burns and destroys the evil that surrounds those souls that are being organized into a heich lakodesh. Over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nosson speaks about the tzaddikim who are involved in bringing people close to Hashem, and he refers to that as constructing a Heichal HaKodesh, a holy palace for Hashem. And Rabbi Nosson says that these souls, when they first come, are surrounded with evil. The sins that they've committed, their Tivus Rois and Midas Rois, which they're all bringing to this Heichal HaKodesh, which can harm the Heichal HaKodesh and can certainly harm the one who's organizing it. And therefore, Rabbi Nosson says that you need the fire of Mishpat, which will help eliminate that Ra. Shezeh Iker Bechinas Hageula, Shenigalu Yisrael Miparo Yimitzrayim. This is really what's behind the redemption. The Jewish people being taken out of Egypt and taken out of the slavery that was imposed by the king of Egypt, Paroi. V'cheinu b'chol doer v'doer. And this is true in each and every single generation. K'may shamru, as the Gemara says, b'chol doer v'doer chayev odom lirois es atzmoy kihilu hu yotza mimitzrayim. That by the holiday of Pesach, when we're sitting at the Seder, each and every single Jew is supposed to look at himself as if he is now coming out of Egypt. Dehainu shenigolin hanefoshois hakedoshois mebechinas paro yomitzrayim, whereby the holy souls are redeemed from Paroi and Egypt, shein bechinas hasidrach revaklipois, who represent the evil, the tumah, the other side, the opposition to Hashem, shehin bechinas horanal shesoviv heichal hakodesh. They represent that evil that surrounds this heichal hakodesh. Sheheim hanefoshes shemoitzien me'asitra achra. And who is the Heichal HaKodesh? The Heichal HaKodesh is those souls that are being rescued and taken out of the sitra achra, out of the tumah, umekarvin l'Hashem Yisborach, and are being brought close to Hashem. Sheikar ge'ulosom mehora el atoiv lehiskariv l'Hashem Yisborach. One of the main things that contributes to these souls being able to be rescued and taken out of the evil and be brought close to Hashem is this fire of Mishpat. What are we talking about specifically, this fire of Mishpat? Dehainu al yedei hispoidedus v'sicha beinom levein koinom. This is by the people practicing hispoidedus, spending time alone with Hashem. And hispoidedus means speaking to Hashem in your own words. And a major chunk of that hispoidedus involves mishpat, this issue of a person analyzing and auditing themselves on a daily basis. Shemesichim es kol levovam lefanav yisborach, whereby they pour out their entire hearts before Hashem. V'shoiftim v'donin es atzmon al kol ma'aseihem v'nyeneihem v'anagoseihem. And we audit ourselves, we judge ourselves over all of our actions, everything, all of our behavior, everything going on in our lives, to see, are we really sure we're doing the right thing? If not, asking Hashem for help. And if we did things wrong, apologizing to Hashem. And by a Jew having this kind of hispoidus, this mishpat within the hispoidus, nislahev halev, this mishpat is referred to as a fire. This heats up the heart of the person. We know the Torah uses the term cham libi bekirbi. My heart is hot inside of me. And this awakens the fire of mishpat, which can burn and destroy all the evil that surrounds these souls that are trying to come close to Hashem. And now Rav Nosson Zal clarifies, because what he's saying here seems to be a little bit different than what Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutim Ram. Kiaf al pi sheshom b'hatoira, Ne'amar inyan ha-mishpot, al ha-oisek l'kariv nefoshos. Even though if you look carefully over there in Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal attributes this mishpot to the leader of the Heichal HaKodesh, that he must employ this Eish HaMishpot. He must audit himself constantly in order to generate the fire that's needed to destroy the Ra that's surrounding those nefoshos. But Rav Nosson Zal says, even though that's what Rabbeinu Zal says over there, afal pikin, despite that, bevadai gam kol hanefoshos hamiskarvin, this, so too, all the individual souls who are trying to come close to Hashem, or who are being brought close to Hashem by this rabbi, by this leader of the Heichal HaKodesh, Iker hiskarvusam l'Hashem Yisborach, their main ability to come close to Hashem, which means leva'er ulevatel hora shelohem, to destroy and eliminate their evil, hu mishpat, is dependent on mishpat. Dahainu hisboidedus v'sicha beinom levein konuchal, meaning they also must have hisboidedus. Every single one of these people who's trying to come close to Hashem, or he's being brought close to Hashem, must have this hisboidedus. Kasher hiziranu al ze pomim ein mispor. As Rabbeinu Zal warned us about this countless times, he put such major emphasis on this. Ki kishahanefoshoy shemiskarvin oisin gamkein b'mishpotanal, because when the people who are being brought close to Hashem, when they also apply this mishpat, not only their leader, Azai heimoirin umoisifin koyach be'esh hamishpot shel hatzadik she'oisek lekarvon. By doing that, they turn up the fire. They add power to the mishpot of the tzadik who's bringing them close. Vazai misoirer esh hamishpot, and then this fire of mishpot becomes much more powerful. V'soyreif es kol hora shesoviv nafshoisam, and burns and eliminates all the evil that's surrounding the souls of these people who are being brought close to Hashem. Shelo yisacheis b'leiv hatzadik, so that evil should not attach itself to the heart of the tzadik who's building the Seichel HaKodesh. V'loy b'libam kanal, and that evil should also not attach itself to the hearts of the people he's bringing close. Ki bevadai tzrichin b'chol hadvorim isarusa de lesato, because there's a rule in Chassidus, in Kabbalah, that you always need initiative from below. Dahainu hisoyrus shel hanefoshos hamiskarvim, meaning those souls, those people who are being brought close to Hashem, they have to show some initiative. Shehein bechinas isarusa delesato legabi hatzadik shehu kenegdam bechinas isarusa delela. When we speak about the rabbi and the students, the rabbi who's building the Heichal HaKodesh and his students compared to him, They represent Issarusa de Lesato, they're the lower level, and he's Issarusa de Leila, he's the upper level. And we know it's always critical that the Issarusa de Lesato be turned on first, preferably. Just like the Pasuk says about Hashem and the Jews, Hashem says, Shuvu Eli, Vashuv Aleichem. You return to me, and I'll return to you. You take a step towards me, I'll take a step towards you. Vegam kvar omarnu lemala, and we also mentioned earlier, shegam kol hanefoshoy shemiskarvin tzrichen lasoy kol echod vechod lekarev oid nefoshoy slashem izborach kol echod lefi bechinosoy. We mentioned earlier that each one of the people who's being brought close to Hashem has a responsibility to bring others close to Hashem lefi bechinosoy, on his level. We shouldn't be like dry twigs that don't produce any fruit or anything. As Rabbeinu Zal encouraged his students many times, we see this throughout his teachings. Now listen to these next words. Because this is an indication as to whether the person really has come close to the tzaddik. What is an indication? Kishenisgarvin boy oid nefoshois. When that person succeeds in helping others come close to the tzaddik. When not only does a person come close to the tzaddik, but that person also serves as a vehicle to bring others close, that's one of the real indications that the person is connected to the tzaddik. Kiyesh ilon va'anofim. Because there is a tree. There's the trunk of the tree, and then there's branches. Va'anofim la'anofim. And each one of those branches that comes out of the trunk of the tree, that branch has branches coming out of it. Va'hatzadik hu gufo de'ilona. The tzaddik is referred to as the trunk of the tree. V'hanefoshos shemiskarvim heim b'chinas anofim. Those souls whom the tzaddik brings close to Hashem, they are branches from that tzaddik. V'tzorich sheyetzu mehem oid anofim. And each one of those thick branches has to see to it that there should be other branches coming out of them. Ad sheyitzmechu oidi mohem kama v'kamo ilonos. Results in many, many trees being generated. Ad shetismali pnei tevel tnuva. Until the whole world will be filled with produce, spiritual produce. Kama shekosev, as the Pasuk says in chapter 107 of Tehillim, vayizru sodois, vayitu kromim, they planted fields and vineyards, vayasu pri tevua, vayevorchem, and Hashem blessed them, vayirbu moid, and they multiplied tremendously. Nimtzo, we see therefore, she'ikar hiskarvus hanefoshos l'Hashem yisborach, that one of the main things that's behind people coming close to Hashem, shehu b'chinas ha'geula migolos Mitzrayim, which means leaving Egypt, coming out of Golus, being redeemed. Shekoilel kol hagolius, because Egypt, Mitzrayim, is symbolic of all the different exiles. Ho'ikr hu'alidei eish hamishpot. One of the most critical things in making that happen is this fire of mishpot, which we said means this judgment, this accountability, this auditing. This is why the Pasuk says, Uveloihehem also Hashem Shvotim. Hashem made judgment against their idols. Kihora shel hoakum shetoivsim nafshos Yisrael begolos begashmis veruchnis hu bechinas alikim acherim shelahem. Because the evil of the idol worshippers, which captures, which ensnares Jewish souls into exile, into physical exile and spiritual exile, is their idols, which are referred to as elikim acherim. Shemishom yenikas hasar shalahem. That's where their angel draws his power from their idols and their idol worship. Validei eish hamishpot hanal, and through the fire of mishpot, which we spoke about earlier, machnia umevayer horahanal. That's helps us to weaken and destroy their evil. Shehu bechinas elokeihem ho'elilim, their idols, their false gods. Bechinas velokeihem osa Hashem shvotim, as the Pasuk says, Hashem makes judgment against their idols. Nothing is coincidence. This shir is being given on Monday, the 26th of Iyar, Tov Shinayin Dalet, when the land of Eretz Yisrael and the city of Yerushalayim hosting the Pope. The popes throughout the generations have never been our close friends. We know that the agenda of this particular religion that he represents is capturing Jewish souls, baptizing them, all of this kind of stuff. The fact that we're learning about this now, we should be zecher to see that Hashem should destroy all the ra that's associated with the Elikim Acherim and these Elilim and everything, and the Jews should be zecher to the final Geula Shleima, to the real redemption. Paragraph Yudalid, v'zeh b'chinas arba koisois. This relates especially to Dover HaMelech. Rabbi Nazal brings in Likut Imran that the Melech Bamishpot Yamid Eretz, the judge, the supreme judge of a country, is the king of the country. So the Dover HaMelech HaMishpot, Melech Oyetzdoko Mishpot, Dover HaMelech, who was extraordinary in this Mishpot, Dover HaMelech, who teaches us Hispoiridus, he was the one who gave us the Sefer Tehillim, which we'll see in a moment. Rabbi Nelson Zal will quote many psukim throughout Tehillim, which emphasize this Mishpot. Dover HaMelech and all the kings that his descendants, Shlomo HaMelech and the others, should destroy the Ra, the evil that surrounds Klal Yisrael, that surrounds the city of Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Paragraph Yudalid, v'zeh b'chinas arba koisa shel yayin b'leil Pesach. With this we'll understand why on the Seder night, when we celebrate the redemption being taken out of Egypt, we drink four cups of wine. Ki yayin b'chinas hislavus halev. Because wine represents the fire in the heart. There's a pasuk, v'yayin yisamach levav enosh, that wine brings joy and happiness to the heart of the person. That happiness is a fire, it's a warmth, it's a hislavus. Shenesoyer al yedei ha-mishpot hanal, which we said is activated through that mishpot we mentioned earlier. Ki ha-mishpot, bein letoiv u'bein lehepech, Nikra b'shem shtias kois yayim, because judgment, whether for good or for bad, is compared to drinking wine. K'maisha kosov, as the pasuk says, ki Elohim shoifet, Elohim shoifet, Hashem judges, and then the pasuk says, ki kois b'yad Hashem, there's a cup in Hashem's hands, v'yayin chomar mole, and it's full of wine. So we see that Hashem judging is associated with the cup of wine. We know that the word kois is bigematria Elohim, judgment, the name of Hashem that refers to judgment. Ulehepech letoiva, and the word yayin, the Tikkun Ezra says, the word yayin, yud yud nun, is bigematria 70, plus the vowels. Under the first yud, you have a patach, which is like a vav, which is 6. Under the second yud, you have a chirik, which is a dot, which is like a yud, which is 10. 6 plus 10 plus 70 is 86. So yayin, the letters plus the vowels, are bigamatria 86, and Elohim is 86. Judgment is judge. Ulehefech letoiva, and on the opposite end, when we talk about the success and goodness of Klal Yisrael, the victory is Nikreis HaYeshua b'shem Kois Yeshuais. When we talk about Hashem blessing us with salvation, with success, with redemption, that's also associated with the cup of wine. It's called the cup of salvation, Kois Yeshuais Eso. And the pasuk says, Taroich lefonai shulchan neged soiroi, Hashem, you will prepare a beautiful table for us opposite our enemies, koisi revoya, and my cup will be full. So we see that the judgment, in a negative sense, when Hashem punishes the enemies of the Jews, that's compared to a cup of wine, and the redemption, the salvation of Klal Yisrael, is also compared to this cup of wine. The Iker Kibul Haschar, Sheikabel Kol Echad B'Yoyim Hadin V'Mishpot, and when we talk about the reward, the final reward that each and every single Jew will receive upon the Day of Judgment, Hu Bechinas Yayin HaMeshumar Banova, the reward is referred to as wine that's being kept in its grapes, the reserve wine, special wine for that future date. Nimtza Sheyayin Bechinas Mishpot. All of this shows us that wine represents mishpat, judgment, justice. V'zeh b'chinas admimu yisayayim. And this is also the redness that's associated with wine. The standard color of wine is red. K'ma shekosva, as the pasuk says, al tere yayin ki yisadom. don't look at wine which is red. Bechinas din u'mishpat, which means it represents judgment. V'alkein yayin yesh bo shnei koichos. And for this reason, the Torah defines wine as having two powers. Zocha, if a person drinks wine properly, nase roish, it elevates him, it lifts him up, it expands his consciousness. Loi zocha, if a person drinks wine the wrong way, nase rosh, it impoverishes them. That person can drink themselves senseless, where they lose their consciousness. Ki zocha, dahayinu mi shezocha lishpoit es atzmoi. What does it mean, a person who drinks wine the right way? We're referring to a person who audits himself, who's careful, he's accountable. Ad shenesoyer eish hamishpot ikdusho lisroi folavayar horash esovan afoshois, whereby this person helps activate that holy fire of mishpot, which burns and destroys the evil that surrounds these souls. Shehem gamkein eish de sitra achra, that also represents the fire of the sitra achra. Bechinas chamimus eish shel kol ha'tayvos rois, referring to the fire inside of the hearts of people who are trying to come close to Hashem, their fiery desire for the wrong things, to destroy that fire of the sitra achra that's inside their hearts. Shetzrichen lesorfoi al yidei eish hamishpot anal, which we need to burn, to eliminate through this fire of mishpot. The Yetzirah is referred to in Aramaic as Yitzra Bisha. The word Yitzra, Yud Tzadik Reish Aleph, is Begematria Eish, fire. So these evil desires and Tivus Rois and Midas Rois come from fire, and fire is what destroys them, what eliminates them. Umi Shezocho Le'esh HaMishpat Yigdushanal. Therefore, a person who is Zoche to the holy fire of Mishpat, meaning they have his spoidedus and they have this mishpat properly, azai hayayin bigdusha, then when they drink wine, their wine is a holy wine. Bebechinas zocho nase roish, an expanded consciousness. Bechinas roish umoichin, ki hamishpat hu bechinas tikun hamoyach vahachochma, shemishom nimshach hamishpat. Because mishpat, accountability, judgment, justice, is the tikkun for the moyach and the chokhmah, the seichel, from which mishpat comes from. We know that you have chokhmah, bina, das, chesed, gvura, tiferes. The light of Hashem originates in chokhmah, bina, das, in moichin. It comes down to chesed on the right side, gevura on the left side, and mishpat in the middle. Mishpat utztoka beYaakov. Mishpat is another term for Yaakov Avinu, Tiferes. Mishpat is the balance. It's the center. It's the kosuv hashlishi amachriya beinayim. The Torah says when you have two psukim that seem to be contradicting each other, until a third pasuk comes along and makes peace, compromises between the two of them. That's this mishpat that balances out everything, that straightens out everything. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in chapter 59 in Likut Imran, we know that you have a government. A government is referred to, or a board of directors of a company. They're the brains of the company. They're supposed to be the brains of the company. And you have the government, which is supposed to be the brains of a country. They're supposed to be the ones who are leaders in each field, in economy, leading the country. To the degree that they are accountable, to the degree that there's mishpat, there's accountability, genuine accountability, to that degree, they'll lead the country to success. To the degree that there's a lack of mishpat, there's bribery and dishonesty, and people are in it for the wrong reasons, to that degree, they lead the country into the ground, Rachmona Litzlan. Bebechinas, as the Torah tells us about Shlomo HaMelech, ki chochma selikim bekirboi, he had the chochma of Hashem inside of him, the knowledge of Hashem inside of him, lasois mishpat, to make justice. He was the one, the Torah gives us examples of how he judged different conflicts and was able to bring out the truth, able to bring out the true judgment. We know that mishpat is synonymous with emes, truth, mishpatei Hashem emes. V'zeh b'chinas hayayin shel kiddush, B'knisas Shabbos v'yantif. And so we spoke earlier about the wine that we drink at the Seder night on Pesach. And now Rav Nosson Zal takes it to the wine of Kiddush when we bring in the Shabbos, or we bring in yantif. Ki kol sheshes me'achol tzrichin la'asoyis b'meleches u'binyin heichel ha'kodesh kanal. Because throughout the 6 days of the week, we are involved in building and refining this Heichal HaKodesh, which means, dahainu, levarer birurim. We're involved in separating good from the bad, in a refinement process, trying to identify souls that are mixed up, that have good and bad, and that have been grabbed up by the Sitrachra, by the Sot and everything, and try to rescue those souls and separate the good from the bad and eliminate the bad totally and integrate their good into the Heichal HaKodesh. So that's what we're involved in during the 6 days of the week. Levarer birurim, lekarev ulahalois nefoshois venitzoitzois meimki aklipois lahashem yisporach. To try to refine, again, to capture these souls that are in the Sitrachra and to bring them close and to elevate those souls and those sparks from the depth of Klipa to bring them close to Hashem. Kemevor Hashem Bahatoiranal al posuk es shabsoisai tishmoiru. As Rabbeinu Zal over there in chapter 59 in Likutei Moran shows this regarding this posuk es shabsoisai tishmoiru, Ayin Shom, look over there in Likut in chapter 59. Shebimei Hachol, Rabbeinu Zal explains that during the 6 days of the week, the Shekhinah goes down into the trenches, into the Tumah, into the Sitrachra. Paratroopers, they go behind enemy lines to find the prisoners over there and to rescue them, to take them out of the hands of the Sitrachra and bring them back into the domain of Kedusha. V'alkein kol yemei achoyot tzrichin lo'oirer b'chol yoyim eish ha'mishpot anal levayar v'lisroi v'saran al kanal. And that's why during the 6 days of the week, we must make sure to have this fire of mishpat burning all the time, so that when that ra is trying to come into the kedusha, it burns away the ra, it eliminates the ra. Aval b'shabes hashchina shoyveses ve'eino mevareres birurim. However, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that on Shabbos the Shechina rests. No more paratrooper missions. No more rescue missions. The Shechina rests and is not involved in this refining process, that burning that fire to cleanse away, to eliminate the ra. Ki oz hu b'chinas bitul hora, because on Shabbos the ra disappears. It's gone. V'alkein b'knisas Shabbos, and that's why when Shabbos is about to come in, She'oz oilin kol hanefoshois vanitzoitzois shebeiru kol yemei achoil, which is the moment during which all of those thousands and thousands of souls and holy sparks that were rescued, that were taken out of the Sitrachra during the 6 days of the week, that's when they cross the border and they enter into the domain of holiness. Azai mekatshin al hayayin. That's why to bring in the Shabbos, we make kiddush on wine. Shehu bechinas eish hamishpat. We said before, wine is elokim mishpat. Dehainu sheoz zoichin al yidei eish hamishpat shel yemei achoil. At that moment, we are zoicha as a result of all the mishpat that was performed during the 6 days of the week. She'ato, now at this moment when Shabbos begins, yislahev halev b'shalhivin derechimusa, the heart, with a fire of love. This isn't the fire of judgment and justice. A super, super love. Shezehu b'chinas yayin shebigdusha. That's this wine of holiness. Shal yodoi nischamim v'nislayev halev l'ashem yizborach b'hisoyerus udveikus godol, by which the heart gets warmed up and fired up with a deep love and yearning and attachment to Hashem. That's what the Kiddush Friday night is all about. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Nazkiro doidecho miyayim. We are reminded of your deep love from wine. Meshorim ahevucha. And our love for you is smooth. Mishor means perfectly smooth. No rough edges, no wrinkles. Bechinas ahavas mishor, a perfectly smooth love, belishum akmimius, without any crookedness. Kama Shapirish Rashi Sham, as Rashi HaKodesh says over there on that Pasuk, Bechinas, as the Pasuk also says in Shir HaShirim, Vechikech Keyein HaToiv, your upper palate is like a wonderful wine, Choylech LeDoidi LeMeishorim, which goes to my beloved LeMeishorim, to this smoothness. Shezeo Bechinas Mishpat. This is also tied into Mishpat. Kamay Shekosov, because this term Mishor and Meishorim. Kamay Shekosov, Ki Sishpoit Amim Mishor. You, Hashem, will judge nations with a smoothness. Uchsiv, and there's another pasuk that says, Vehu Yishpoit Tevel Betzedek Uleumim B'Meishorim. Hashem will judge the world with Tzedek, and nations will be judged with Meishorim, with this smoothness. Uchsiv, and there's another pasuk that says, Ato koinanto meishorim mishpot utzedoko beYaakov. You, Hashem, have established a smoothness, a purity, by judging mishpot utzedoko beYaakov, through the mishpot and charity in the nation of Yaakov. If you look at the Friday night davening, Kabbalah Shabbos, you have the word mishpot and meishorim maybe 10 times in those 6 chapters of Tehillim that are recited. From Lechuna Ranana until Lechadoidi, you have this term mishpot, yishpot, tzedek, meishorim 10 times, all tied into what we're learning about here. Ki b'choil, because during the 6 days of the week, sheyesh achizas hora, when the evil has power, it's active, azai mezgaber hora b'chol pam, la'akem es halev chas v'shon, b'kama v'kama mini akmimius. That evil works on our hearts all the time to make our hearts crooked, so that our relationship with Hashem is not smooth, clean, no wrinkles, no rough edges, to turn us away from Hashem. Ve'oz tzrichin yegiyo gedoylo levayru levatel horash esovev alev. And therefore, during those 6 days of the week, a person has to struggle and work very, very hard to destroy and eliminate that evil that surrounds our hearts. Shehu akmimi shebalev, which is that crookedness in the heart. Ve'ikr biuroyu bituloi hual yedei eish hamishpat. And the main way that a person destroys and eliminates that ra is by employing the fire of Mishpotanal, Dahainu Alidei Hisboiridus Kanal, by practicing the Hisboiridus that Rabbeinu Zal taught us, spending that time alone speaking to Hashem, and part of that speaking to Hashem is an audit on yourself on a daily basis. It's me standing before the judge, and I'm the one who's discussing everything I might have done wrong in thought, in speech, in action, in my relationship with Hashem, in my relationship with my fellow man. I'm the one who's reviewing, auditing and reviewing everything I've done in the past 24 hours, or in the past 24 years, or in this my whole lifetime, or including in my previous lifetimes, things I don't even know about. But I'm telling Hashem, I want to be accountable. I want to apologize for anything. I want to express sincere regret for anything I've done wrong. And I want to beg Hashem to help me not to repeat those mistakes. And if a person is zoicha to do that during the 6 days of the week, v'oz zoichin b'shabes, she'oz u'b'chinas bitul hora, she'oz nisyasher halev legamri me'akmi musoi. Then when Shabbos comes, which represents the complete elimination of all evil, that's when the heart is perfectly smooth, no crookedness at all. That's why on Friday night we say that pasuk, or zorua latzadik, Ule yishrei lev simcha. Those who have a smooth heart, they have real happiness. Because again, on Shabbos is when the heart is, all the wrinkles and rough edges have been eliminated. Ve'ein tzrichin oid lilchoy mimhora levaroi. On Shabbos, there's no longer any need to battle the evil to destroy it. But rather on Shabbos we are zoiche shemeish hamishpotanal, that as a result of all the fire of mishpot which we employ during the 6 days of the week, zoichen lechamimos vehislavus halev dekdusha l'Hashem isporach, we're zoiche to a fire in our hearts, a fire of love for Hashem. Shuhu bechinas kois yayin shel kiddush. That's what that wine of kiddush is all about. Yayin yisamach lev. It's a wine of simcha, of love for Hashem. Shal yodoy mekablim kedusha Shabbos. That's how we take on ourselves the holiness of Shabbos. Shehu ikar gemar tikun hamishpat, which represents the completion, the final completion and perfection of the mishpat, which is referred to as meishorim. Meishorim means flat plains, smooth, totally smooth. Bechinas meishorim ahevucha. I love you. Meishorim. Meishorim means that love is perfectly smooth. Bechinas hoylech ledoidi lemeishorim. All of these psukim represent the same thing. V'zeh bechinas goitel hasimcha shenesoyer al yedei hayayin dekdusha. And this will explain the great joy, the deep heartfelt joy that a Jew is supposed to feel when they drink wine properly, when they drink wine with holiness on Shabbos. And again, the right amount to show respect for Hashem, respect for the Shabbos. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, v'yayin yisamach levav, that wine brings joy to the heart. Ki zeh ikar hasimcha, because this is the real happiness. What's the real definition of happiness? Shemizgaber eish hamishpot, at shesoyreif es kol hara shesoviv alev, when the fire of mishpot has been made so powerful to the point where it can succeed in burning away all the evil that surrounds the heart, the Yetzirah that's in the heart. At shekol hanefoshos miskarvim Hashem Yisborach, to the point where all the Jewish souls are able to come close to Hashem. Sheze ikar kevoidoi. This is the ultimate respect for Hashem. The real respect for Hashem is not when he has two or three members, when he has two or three million members. As the pasuk says, Baroiv om hadras melech. The larger the nation, the greater the respect for the king. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Sapru vagoyim es kevoidoi. Glorify Hashem among all the nations. Publicize him. And again, this is what we talk about. If you look at the prayers of Kabbalah Shabbos, it's all in there. And then the joy and happiness becomes boundless. Because this is the real joy and happiness of Hashem. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Yehi chvoid Hashem li'olam, may the honor and glory of Hashem be spread all over the world and eternally. Yismach Hashem b'masov. The greatest joy that Hashem has with His creations. When we are zeicher to bring about this Yehi chvoid Hashem l'olam, to get the world to recognize and believe in Hashem. V'chein mevoyar b'chol hamizmoirim sho'imrim b'knisa Shabbos. Rav Nosson Zal says, and this you will see clearly in all the chapters of Tehillim that we recite in Kabbalah Shabbos on Friday night. That's what it's all about. She'oz oilim kol hanefoshos v'nitzotzos shenizbaru b'mei achol. It's then that all the souls and all the holy sparks that were rescued and that were refined during the 6 days of the week, that's when they all take off. They rise up. She'kulam medabrim mehagdolas kevoido yisporach al yidei zeh. All the chapters of Tehillim, all the prayers that we say in Kabbalah Shabbos, from Lechuna Ranana till Lechadoidi, are all talking about this. They're all talking about increasing the honor and glorifying Hashem through this, through Mishpat. Umehaflogas hasimcha shenim shachai deze. And they also speak about the incredible joy and happiness that's generated through this. As the pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim Aleph, chapter 16, which we say on Friday night, Yismechu Hashemayim v'sogel oretz, heaven and earth are happy. V'yoyimru v'agoyim Hashem Moloch. When it will be said among all the nations that Hashem rules. Dahainu kishegam hagoyim bechinas horechoykim oimrim Hashem Moloch. When the other nations, when they will say Hashem is king, oz hasimcha gedoy lamoid, then the happiness is really, really at a high. Bechinas yismechu hashamayim v'sogel oretz. Then heaven and earth will rejoice. V'zeh bechinas, this is what it says in Tehillim also, yismechu v'iranenu le'umim, nations will be happy and sing, ki sishpoit amim mishor, when the judgment will be Mishur, will smooth out all the rough edges, will get rid of all the evil, all the akmimius. Rav Nosson Zal says, Puk Ayin V'tishkach. Go look, open your sitter, and take a look at all the prayers of Kabbalah Shabbos, and now after learning this Likutei Halachos, you'll understand exactly what's going on there. What is all of this about? B'chol ha-mezmoirim shoyimre b'knisa Shabbos, shemedabrim migdulas Hashem Yisborach. All of those paragraphs are speaking about glorifying Hashem, the goydel kvoido sheizgala lo'osid, and the great honor of Hashem that will be revealed in the future, b'yoyim shekuloi Shabbos, when we'll be zeichet to come to the time when there'll be only Shabbos, b'eis gemar habirur, when all of this refinement will be finished, really finished, she'oz yedu kol hagoyim v'chol horechoykim es gedulosu yuchvoidoi, because then all the other nations and all the Jews who have been far from Hashem will recognize, will realize Hashem's greatness and His honor. V'oz tigdal hasimcha moed moed. And that's when we'll get to see what real joy and happiness is all about. Bechinas, Hashem moloch togel horetz. As the pasuk says, Hashem is king, the world rejoices. The happiness is directly tied into the recognition of Hashem's kingdom. If we see the world today, there's 4 billion therapists, and everybody's in depression, and pills, and Ritalin, and the trash in the world, it's because there's no Hashem Moloch. Because Hashem's kingdom is hidden, and everybody else is trying to sit in Hashem's chair. All the different rulers and leaders, everyone, each one on their level, instead of recognizing the Hashem Moloch, that there's a Hashem who's the real king in the world, there's the exact opposite of it. Hashem is becoming more and more hidden. Awareness and recognition of Hashem is becoming less and less and less and less. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Oiz v'chedva b'mkoymoy. Strength and happiness in the place of Hashem when? Havul Hashem mishpuchay samim. When we're able to bring to Hashem the families of the nations of the world, when they will come to recognize Hashem. V'nismach l'posuk sen, right near that posuk it says, Sapru v'agoyim kevoidoi. Speak about Hashem's greatness and glory among the nations. B'mizmor echot. These are all in one paragraph. Ki zeh ha-mizmor shiru l'Hashem, medaber mizeh b'yoyser. Because that paragraph that we say on Friday night, shiru l'Hashem shir chodosh, that has all of this stuff in there in a big way. V'chein kol ha-mizmorim, and so to all those other chapters there that we say on Friday night. Ki zeh ikar ha-simcha, because this is true happiness. Kishemiskarvin ha-nefoshoi sarechoikim la-Hashem Yisborach. When those souls who are far from Hashem are zoicha to come close. V'alkein oimrim zeh b'knisas Shabbos, and this is why we say this. When Shabbos is coming in, she'oz oilim kol hanefoshos vanitzoitzoi shenizboru bimei achoel Hashem Yisborach. Because that's the moment when all the thousands of sparks and souls that have been worked on during the 6 days of the week by the tzaddikim, by the shechina and everything, it's on Friday afternoon when Shabbos is entering, that's when all of those souls cross the line, they cross the border, they get out of the tumah completely, out of the sitra achra, and they enter into the domain, into the arena of kedusha, holiness. And then we're zeicha to raise up the cup of wine as a cup of salvation. Bechinas yayin hamesameach. It's not a wine of judgment, it's a wine of joy and happiness. Shehu hislavus halev l'Hashem Yisborach, which expresses the warm fire that we feel in our heart for Hashem, the love that we feel for Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas kois yayin shel kiddush, that cup of wine that's used for kiddush, shaydezeh mekablin ha-shabbos v'kanal. That's how we receive the Shabbos. Interesting, Rabbi Nezal brings in another chapter in the Likutei Moharan, I believe it's chapter 57, that the word Shabbos has multiple meanings. One of the meanings of the word Shabbos is to destroy. Lahashbis oyev umisnakim. To destroy completely out the enemy. Because again, on Shabbos is when that destruction is complete. Shabbos means rest. We're resting. We wage the battle during the 6 days of the week, fighting to rescue those holy sparks. And on Shabbos is when that has been finalized completely. When the evil is gone And now we're dealing with a pure, happy, holy situation. And this is also the secret of the four cups of wine that we drink on Pesach. Because the whole redemption from Egypt, the Jews being rescued and taken out of Egypt, was all accomplished through the fire of Mishpat. Bechinas, as we find when Hashem first introduces himself to Moshe Rabbeinu to tell him about his mission to take the Jews out of Egypt, how does Hashem introduce himself to him? Vayero Elov Malach Hashem Belabaseish. The angel of Hashem appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu in a fire, a burning fire of the thorn bush. And then at the Seder night, we're zeichin to drink four cups of wine of redemption. Ki ikar hagula, hu al yedei hamishpat, shubchinas yayin hamesameach, which is that wine which brings joy and happiness. Bchinas hislavus halev l'Hashem yisborach kanal. We say in the Friday night davening, one of the sentences that we say there is, Eish lefonov telech. There's a fire that goes before him, which burns away, destroys all of his enemies. And now you'll understand also why it's four cups, keneged b'chinas ribua, because Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in chapter 59 in Likut Imran that the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol, the Choshen Mishpat as it was called, was perfectly square. It was a perfect square. Bechinas mem stuma shebaluchos, which also represents, we mentioned, Rabbeinu Zal says with the Kutumran, the two letters in the luchos, which were miraculous. The closing mem, which also is a perfect square. Shehu bechinas eish hamishpot anal, which represents the fire of mishpot. Kimavura batoir anal, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in chapter 59 in the Kutumran. Shaydeze ikra bitul hora shesovev hechel hakodesh. And this is what really helps to eliminate completely the evil around the holy palace that's being built for Hashem. Shehu bechinas samach, bechinas igula. The hechel hakodesh is referred to as the letter samach, the circle, bechinas igula. Dahainu, shenizbatel venizbayer hachometz usoir. We eliminate the evil on Pesach, which is represented by chometz and soir, shehem hora, which are the evil, vezoichin lebechinas samachanal, and we zoichet to the samach, which is bechinas igula, which is the circle, which is the heichal hakodesh. Shehu bechinas hanefoshes, now that refers to the souls that are coming close to Hashem. Shehem bechinas ashirus. They represent the prize, which is the great wealth that we were zeichet to upon leaving Egypt. Shehu bechinas matzohanal. As we discussed a few pages ago, when Rav Nosson Zal explained what chometz is and what matzah is. Nimtza, we see therefore, Sheyayin shel arba koisos, that the wine of the four cups that we drink at the Seder, the sholosh matzos, and the three matzos that we have at the Seder, heim bechinas igula veribua, they correspond to the circle and the square that Rabbeinu Zal speaks us about over there in chapter 59 in Likut Imran. V'alkein heim arba, why there are four cups, Bechinas ribua nal, corresponding to the square. V'sholosh matzos, bechinas igula. And three matzos, which represent a circle. Ki ho igul, bechinas shloisho kavin. That's these three matzos, corresponding to the circle. K'mashom Rabbi Seinu, as the Gemara says. V'zeh shom Rabbi Seinu alayayin, and this is why the Gemara says about wine. Loizocho naserosh. That if a person is not pure, if they don't behave correctly, then wine will make them poor. Dainu anius, poverty. Ki kishe'ein zoiche, dainu kshelo zocho la mishpot, when a person has not performed this mishpot, v'oz einoi soirev hora shesov v'ahech l'kodesh, and therefore they have not succeeded in eliminating the evil that surrounds this hech l'kodesh, shubchinas ashirus, the hech l'kodesh is the wealth, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in the Likut Imran, if he didn't succeed in eliminating the evil that's attacking the wealth, then the evil succeeds in attacking the wealth and he becomes poor. כי עוז היין, דיינו הניוס, שהוא הפך השירוס. כי עוז היין מחמי מויסוי בחמימוס לסיטרא אחרא. Because if a person has not done the proper mishpat, then the wine fires them up with the fire of the Yetzirah. ובו לכעס ומדונים וריב, שהוא הפך השירוס כאן, which is the opposite of the wealth. כמו שכוסף, as the Pasuk says, למי אוי ולמי אבוי. Which person has to scream, אוי אבוי? למי מדונים, to the person who has מחלוקס. למאחרים על היין, and to those people who get involved in wine in an improper way. וכנראה בחוש, and as we see in real life, שיידי שיחרוס, that through drunkenness, שאינוי בקדושה, when a person is drinking wine in an unholy way, בוים לכעס וריב ומחלוקס. It leads to anger and fights. אבל זוכו, whereas when a person is privileged to do the right thing, to have the proper mishpat, נעשה רויש. Then the wine gives their brain an elevation, an expansiveness. דהיינו חכמה ומויכם, שהוא מישפט הקדושה. That's the concept of an elevation of the brain, which is holy mishpat. Kimavur sham al pasuk, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran, on the pasuk, v'nosati lohem beveisir v'choymoisai yad v'shem. Shenemar al shmir Shabbos. That pasuk speaks about a person who keeps Shabbos properly. Kama shekosv shom, koyomar Hashem lasorisim asher yishmeru es Shabbosai. This is what Hashem says to those who uphold the Shabbos. They'll be zeichet to the wealth. They'll be zeichet to all the blessings that were discussed here. Ayin shom heitev, study chapter 59 in Likut Imran well, v'hovein. And you'll understand what we're saying here, and you'll understand what Rabbeinu